Wellington Terrace in Fergus has officially opened its new Living Classroom, a partnership with the Upper Grand District School Board designed to train the next generation of healthcare workers directly inside a long-term care home. The new program offers a blend of theory-based instruction and realistic hands-on training. Instead of learning solely inside a school building, students attend classes inside Wellington Terrace, where they have access to two dedicated training spaces. One is a traditional classroom where they study the academic and theoretical components of personal support work. The second is a fully equipped skills lab set up to resemble a real care environment, complete with hospital beds, patient lifts, mannequins, and medical equipment used in everyday long-term care. Students attend the program two evenings a week and every other weekend over 10 months, making the training flexible for those balancing work, school, and family commitments. Melissa McDowell, Principal of Adult and Continuing Education at the Upper Grand District School Board, says the Living Classroom model comes with a wide range of benefits for learners.
So we are accredited to award a PSW certificate, but there are pathways. Because we are adult education, we can help the learners maybe upgrade their math and science credits if they were interested, so then they could apply to an RPN program and then transition to an RN program. So there is a pathway all the way for the learners if they're interested.
When students complete the program, they graduate with PSW certification, CPR and first aid training, gentle, persuasive approaches in dementia care, practical work experience, job readiness, marketing skills, employer contacts, and if needed, OSSD high school credits. McDowell says this ensures that participants not only gain strong healthcare knowledge, but also leave as well-rounded job candidates ready to enter the workforce. Although much of the instruction happens in the two specialized learning spaces, McDowell says students will also have meaningful opportunities to interact with residents of Wellington Terrace in a supportive and supervised setting.
The mantra of the program is early and often. They want the learners to be integrated into the living classroom, into the long-term care home, early and often. So that means interviewing residents, which is something they did last weekend, doing the vital signs lab. So they learn how to feed, they practice on each other, and then they go into the actual long-term care home and practice with the residents.
These real-world experiences are an important part of the program, giving students a chance to develop confidence, communication skills, and a deeper understanding of the compassionate care required in long-term and seniors support environments. McDowell also notes that the partnership and the physical learning space came together quicker than many educational projects of this scale.
So we did an application in March. We found out in early May that we were accepted. And then between May and now, we were able to renovate the space, hire an instructor, train people, find a cohort. So people came to an information session, they wrote an entrance exam, and then we did one-on-one interviews. So in a pretty short period of time, we were able to get the program up and running.
With growing demand for training and experienced personal support workers across Ontario, leaders say the Living Classroom model helps close the gap by graduating students who are workplace ready on day one. By learning in the same kind of environment they will eventually work in, students gain familiarity, comfort, and practical skills long before they start their first job. Wellington Terrace and the Upper Grand District School Board say the program represents a new approach to healthcare training, one that connects education, residents, families, and professional care teams in a meaningful and collaborative way. As the inaugural class gets underway, both partners hope it becomes a model for similar training programs across the province. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.